This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. As I mentioned a couple of shows back, we have kind of retweaked our senior referral list, and now we have referralsforseniors.com. And once again, we are not trying to make this a directory of a lot of different providers. We are looking just for those right connections and folks that can really help you as a family member and caregiver and as maybe the senior yourself. But you can just go to referralsforseniors.com. And again, we are not trying to make it a directory, just trying to find the right people for the right need. And of course, most of you know Kurt Rogers on our show, Affordable Interest Mortgage. They handle all of our mortgages and reverse mortgages and even things like plumbing. We have Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. And so we just want to find companies you can trust. And really, I can think of no other category that's really more important than the one we're going to discuss today. And our guest is no stranger to our show. She has been with us before, Kelly O'Connor with Senior Care Authority. And first of all, Kelly, welcome.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thanks. So glad to
Great
be here.
Great to see you again. And glad to have you on our referral program. And, you know, again, this area of placement, because so many times things happen quickly and in our lives as caregivers, then all of a sudden we're scrambling trying to figure out who to call, what to do, you know, how to help our loved one. And there's a lot of different areas to go, you know, if they need medical care, if they don't need medical care, do they just need a place to stay, you know, do they need, you know, 24-hour supervision, and a lot of things out there. But let's start off with just Senior Care Authority. Give us a little background on that, how you got into it, and what you do.
Well, Senior Care Authority, I started the company about 3.5 years ago, and it's been so wonderful. We do two things. We do elder care consulting, so helping families understand where do we go, what do we do, who do we trust, when's the right timing, what do we need in place. And then we also do senior living placement services, which is helping people find the right assisted living, memory care community, senior living environment when it's time to move.
Right. And, you know, it seems like so many times in a lot of families I know, there are two or three siblings. One lives here. The others live out of state. And the ones out of state seem to want to run everything when they're not here. So that presents its own problems. That's probably another whole show. But so talk about kind of your process and who you can help.
So I really work with the family caregiver and the elder themselves. Those are really the two people that I focus in on.
Right.
Who is the person that's receiving the care and receiving the support in a lot of cases, not necessarily care, but then who is their personal representative? Who is their power of attorney? Who is the main person that's going to be involved in their life?
Right.
And all of the other people that are involved in the process are really important too. And so we want to make sure that we get everyone's opinion, because people have a lot of opinions about things.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that everyone's included in the process, so together we can have a really strong plan in place for if and when a crisis happens. A lot of times I'm being called into the middle of a crisis. And when someone's in rehab, this is what most people don't know. When someone's in rehab, Medicare and guidelines say that the rehab only needs to give you a 72-hour notice. So a lot of our families, they find out that they can't go home safely, and Medicare is going to cut off the coverage in 72 hours. And we have to jump in really quick, scramble to handle all of that, find a place to live, coordinate all the paperwork, coordinate the logistics of the move, and make that all happen in a short period of time. That's why I always encourage people, let's get to know each other ahead of time.
Sure.
So in the middle of crisis, we just put a plan into place that we've already talked through.
I was talking with one of our financial planners that day, and I said, have you ever heard the statement, I wish we hadn't pre-planned so much? No. I mean, most everybody, like I say, something happens, you're reacting, and you really don't even know who to call or where to find help.
And that's what I really love, is supporting the family and saving them so much time mm-hmm. and headache and stress. Because healthcare is a wonderful system. Right. We won't get into that piece of it, right. but we have a healthcare system. But it is so difficult to understand the language of healthcare, especially for a layperson, and to understand what needs to happen when. And then when you put senior care on top of healthcare, that's a whole different industry. So getting them to talk to each other, getting the families to understand what is going through, what options that they have, and having someone like myself that'll sit down and actually explain it to you in sure. layperson terms and communicate with all the different systems, it saves people so much headache, heartache, time, and just being able to make some really tough decisions in a quick period of time.
Right. So really there's probably several different scenarios. You get your phone rings, and that's some, maybe it's, they know it's time for them to get out of their house. They can't live there safely. And then also, like I say, maybe they had a fall, they're in a rehab thing. Now they can't go back home. So there's several, what other, is that the, about the main two scenarios you
Those are the
into?
Two scenarios. You know, I've sort of specialized my practice in helping families in crisis and really complex families. I love to work with families that everyone gets along.
Sure.
Everyone has a plan in
place.
So
both of those families you've worked with like that have been nice, right?
But I love being able to support any family through the process. Some are easier than others, and I don't mind difficult, because I really hold that the family, through this process, that they'll actually be able to come together. And that I often see families heal that have been, on sort of opposite sides and sure. fighting over things. I've really seen families come together in remarkable ways. And then there's other families that it's really tough. I have two families right now that there's drug addiction in the family, and there's all sorts of chaos because of that element. And so I can come in and really forcefully support the power of attorney and protect the elder. I love being able to do that too.
Right. Kelly O'Connor is our guest. She is with Senior Care Authority. Her number is 720-500-2550. And if you've got questions, she will be glad to help you. And I want to make sure I got the right website right. I had my notes, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. All right, so good. And so you can check out that website. She has a lot of great information there that we're going to discuss today. But just a lot of good information, as Kelly just said. It's never too early to start that conversation and get to meet her. So when you go into most deals, are most of them fairly smooth from family agreeing on what to do, or is it kind of a 50-50 deal sometimes?
It really depends on how open the family has been in communication earlier. Because mm-hmm. during a crisis, you know, I get nervous and scared when I have a sure. crisis in my personal life.
Sure.
And so when you have everyone that's nervous and scared at the same time, and we're often having to look at, you know, really difficult diagnoses, you know, all of a sudden, you know, someone gets a dementia diagnosis or a cancer diagnosis, you add that element on top of it, it can be really, really complex. I have a master's degree in spiritual psychology, so I have a way of really working with the clients and calming the situation and really helping people see the elements that they need to focus on first. And I'm able, just with the experience, I'm able to break it down and really help families have priorities and say, okay, right now for the next hour, here's what you need to do.
Sure.
And then we'll deal with the rest of that in the next hour. And that really has helped my clients really support them through that process.
Right. And then I'm sure sometimes someone is, they have certain needs for that first move. And you never know, in 6 months, 3 months, a year, those needs change. So then they need to go somewhere else. And they've already got that connection with you. It's just, the process is so much easier because it's already stressful on the family, like we just talked about.
Yeah, it's so stressful because most of the caregivers, they already have a busy life. And then you put a crisis on top of an already busy life, mm-hmm. and then everything blows up.
Right.
And so then what do we do? How do we sort through it? And the earlier that I meet the family, the better that we can walk through that process. I get a lot of calls. Mom's in the hospital. She fell and broke her hip. What do we do? And meeting someone after you've fallen and broken your hip and you're
sure.
in the hospital in rehab, you know, you're not on your game, if you
right.
will.
Right.
And so the earlier that I can meet with someone, then I do a friendly visit in the hospital mm-hmm. in rehab. rehab. They already know who I am, and right. I can gently hold their hand, walk through the process, and we've already set the stage for what decisions need to be made.
Right. And then something we can talk about for here in the rest of this segment is your tours and kind of how all that goes about. Because, I mean, first of all, it seems like these places are everywhere now. I mean, there's millions. And all of them look, I mean, they're not like the nursing homes that I grew up with when, you'd go see someone that was sick or something. I mean, these places are pretty nice, which also means expensive. But just because the outside's pretty and the landscaping and the foyer, they're not all created equal either.
Correct. And there are some beautiful places that they're building right now. And then we have more older communities, more traditional nursing home communities in Denver. And so that's another thing. Like, I have one gal who, she can afford the most expensive place, but her personality, She's a little more down home. She doesn't need all the bells and whistles. She wouldn't be comfortable in that. She wants to wear blue jeans. She doesn't want to get dressed up for dinner. Sure. She wants to wear her blue jeans. So she's much more comfortable in a more modest place. So those are the kind of things that we talk about. When we are recommending different communities, again, we don't make decisions. Mm-hmm. We just do recommendations, and we tour with the families. There's a couple things that we look at. One, who are the key leadership team? Not the salesperson, but really who's running the organization.
Right.
Who's the executive director? Who's the director of nursing? Another key person is the life enrichment director, because mm-hmm. that's the person who coordinates, designs the whole activities and social programming.
Right.
And so what is that person like?
Sure.
That's the person you spend a lot of time with. And who is hiring the caregivers that are going to be responsible for your care? We do that. The other thing that we do is we look through all of the state reports. The website, it's so difficult to find, and it's hard to look through all of these surveys and mm-hmm. reports. There was an article 2 weeks ago in the Denver Post that there's four nursing homes in Denver that or in Colorado that had been written up. We knew about that way ahead of time, before it hit the news, before anything. That's why having someone that's in and out of these communities on a daily basis on your side to share this information with you before you waste your time and go to visit them. Mm-hmm. You know, have someone that understands the way the communities work, how they're actually doing in practical
sure.
ways. Having that foresight before you go into the community, it's invaluable.
Because you look at the expense, the time for maybe a family member or caregiver that may live here, may not live here. I mean, I live here. I wouldn't even know where to begin to go for different types of things. And so when you look at that, and then you have a person like yourself that can really hold your hand, so to speak, and walk through and guide you through all of that. And because a lot of these places have waiting lists and different things like that, and you know all of that.
They do.
So, I mean, I may go to 15 places, and I've wasted all that time and couldn't get into any of them anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, when folks are spending down to Medicaid or the InnovAge program, that's a really key time. Moving earlier than later is best in those situations, and people think the opposite, because there's a beautiful place here in town that has a 5-year wait list to be able to spend down to the InnovAge program or to be on the HUD program for senior living. So again, even though they advertise in a guide that they take Medicaid or take InnovAge, it does not mean that they actually can take it at that current time.
Sure, sure. Well, great information. All right, we're looking forward to carrying this conversation on further. 720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. You can also find Kelly on our referral list at referralsforseniors.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have Kelly O'Connor with us. Kelly is with Senior Care Authority. Her number, 720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. And you can also find Kelly on our referral list at referralsforseniors.com. So, Kelly, in previous segments and shows, we've talked about your role a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit now about how we as family members can maybe recognize that time when it is time to make a move, if we have the luxury of doing that, and they haven't already, you know, fallen or something, which, I mean, I want to say, if you get nothing out of this show, get the falls are, I don't want to say a killer, but they are. I mean, when people fall in their home, I mean, I'm telling you, break a hip, the road usually is down from
it,
there.
It life usually changes from that point on, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, but just, you know, as maybe people are going to be around their loved ones this summer and all and haven't seen them in a while, what are just some of the signs that we should look for as family members and caregivers if we haven't been around them in a while?
I think the most important thing is really to pay attention to their person. How do they look? A lot of people, you'll start to see their clothing change, their personal hygiene change, their personal care. Like a lot of people, you'll see them that, you know, they used to get dressed up every day, you know, especially the gals, and do their hair and sure. make sure they had on lipstick. And you see them being in more of a house dress or a, you know, their robe most of the day. You start to see little changes like that. The other thing is in their physical environment. Are bills starting to pack up? Is it not as clean as it used to be? How do the dishes look? What do they have in their refrigerator? Little simple things like that. People, you know, they say, oh, mom was a little messy or she wasn't as well kept. But those are really important signs to pay attention to, because the effort to do those things or the will to do those things has subsided a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so that's really a point to look at isolation and to start to bring in some home care and a little bit of help.
Right. And so many times we hear of people saying, you know, when they get into conversations, the parents, we'll just use them as an example, will say, you know, I don't want to move, all my friends are here. But they really hadn't really thought about, if they really are their friends and their age, they probably haven't walked down the sidewalk either to visit with them, and they probably haven't seen them in a long time, but it's just in their mind they're there. But then most cases, and I mean most cases, people will say, I wish I would have done this earlier too.
They do. Everyone wishes that they would have started earlier in the process. I have a family I'm working with right now, and the neighbors have been helping in so much. The neighbors have been bringing food, taking the elder to and from doctor's appointments, making sure that they have all the supplies in the house, helping coordinate lawn care and so forth. So the neighbors essentially are providing care to the elder. And in this particular case, they have waited too long in the process, and this gal, her care in assisted living now is going to cost so much more. She doesn't have as many options because of what mm-hmm. she needs, whereas if she just would have moved 2 years earlier, it would have been so much more helpful sure. for her in a lot of different ways. And the neighbors could have been visiting as neighbors rather than as caregivers. And so it's really... sooner is always better, and people are always relieved. They may not like the assisted living. You know, they'd rather be in their own home, but there's so many benefits and so much more care and TLC and support that you get in a community setting.
Right. Now, previously you mentioned about the financial end of it, and you have a lady that, you know, could afford anything, whatever. But so there is a financial end sometimes to getting into some of these places. I mean, if somebody has a lot of assets. So do you have partners and things that you refer to help people, advise them on that financial part?
I have amazing financial planners that I work with that can come in and begin working with a client, or we strategize with their existing financial planner. We also have Medicaid consultants that will be able to come in and advise people. There's a lot of folks that will seek the support of an attorney to protect some of their assets because they have specific goals on how they would like those assets to be passed down through the generations. So we have a group of amazing people that are here to support clients.
Right. And a lot of times I think they look back, you know, a couple of years, I've heard, and I don't know this for sure, but I think they look back in some of the financial things. So again, starting this process earlier to where your financial status meets some of the criteria could be important too.
It is. And the Medicaid look back period is 5 years. So what a lot of people think is, oh, I'll just sign my home over to my kids and, you know, I'll give away all this money to the grandkids. And Medicaid, you know, is there to support people that don't have resources and aren't able to, you know, to support themselves anymore. It's a wonderful program, but it's designed for a specific intent. If you have goals in your financial plan to use that program, you really do need to be talking about this early.
Right. And one thing I want to mention too, your services cost me, the client, nothing.
Yes. If someone is moving to assisted living, okay, the care communities will actually cover my fees,
okay,
which is wonderful. And for anyone who, you know, Scott is, you know, one of your listeners, sure, I will do a home visit for anyone, complimentary.
Okay.
So that's something for all of your listeners. I want to make sure that they have access to this kind of information. There are families that will hire me privately. If the goal is to stay at home, they will hire me privately to put together a care plan, find the right resources. But when it comes time to move to assisted living or to start picking out that place, if they call me first, I'll book the appointment for them at the care community, or I'll help them select the ones that they should go visit. And we do all of that together. And I actually go with them because I want to make sure that they get all of their questions answered by the care community.
Sure.
And I want to make sure that they're really comparing apples with apples, that they really have all the exact information from each place so that they can make an empowered decision.
Right. Once again, Kelly's number, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550, and our website is seniorcare-denvermetro.com. So let's, a couple of minutes left, let's talk about that initial phone call and what that looks like and some of the key questions that you asked just in that initial intake.
So initial intake, if it's, let's say it's not a crisis, it's someone who's calling just to find out a little bit about putting together a care plan. I want to know who the individual is. How old are they? What is their situation? Are they living at home? Do they have help? Is it professional help? Is it family caregivers? What are their goals? What would they like for their life? What do they envision for their future? We talk about those things so that I know really what direction to go. As I mentioned, for anyone who's part of the Referral for Seniors program or for Haystack Radio, I'll come and do a home visit for free. Right. So we'll just visit, just really casual. Let's visit. Let's talk about some things that we may haven't talked about before with the family. I want to make sure that the powers of attorney are there. If there's not a power and attorney in place, let's talk about who that person should be.
Right.
What is their availability and their willingness to serve in that capacity? And so let's just get together. I do it on a casual basis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to ask tough questions, but we do it in a real friendly and real supportive way.
And, you know, what we have to realize is kids is we're always our kids. I mean, we're always the kid to the parent, you know. And the last thing most parents want is a kid telling them what to do, you know. So a lot of times just bringing in a third party like you, and not just a third party, but someone with your experience and knowing how to do these conversations or priceless, as we say.
It is. Yeah. And I have a dear friend in the business, and he always says, if you have kids, be nice to them.
Yeah, no kidding. You never know when they're going to be in charge. Yeah, yeah. Where you're going to live.
Right. Don't upset them. You're going to need them to take care of you.
Right.
And really being able to have open and honest conversations so that your powers of attorney, so that your children know what you actually want for life. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to have the conversation, what if staying at home isn't safe? What if I'm having to spend 10 to 20 to 30 hours a week going to doctor's appointments with you, making sure your home is maintained? At what point would you want me to encourage you to move to assisted living?
Sure.
When is that critical piece? And for every family, it's different. Mm-hmm. There are some people that have all the time in the world that they will dedicate to their family, to staying at home safely. And there's other families that are really busy and complex where they can't provide the care that the elder deserves. And every family is different. So that's what I really want to do, is find out what their values are, what their ideas are, what their plan is, and support them in making that happen the best way possible.
Sure. Once again, it's a free consultation. Give Kelly a call. Let her know you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550. And real quick, I'm sure, we have a lot of church organizations that visit with us, and a lot of them have, you know, their areas of seniors. So if someone even wants you to come maybe and kind of meet with a group to just educate them on what's going on, so maybe we could work that out with you as well.
Oh, I would love that. So, I love to be able to come and just give an overview and then be able to answer those one-on-one questions.
Sure.
And I have some great people that we could even bring along. Kurt Rogers is another one of those to talk about reverse mortgages. Is that even possible for the family? And some attorneys. We can really put together a great team to come and support any of those organizations if possible. Because, again, information, power.
Sure.
Is power.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Well, Kelly, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, thank you.
720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. And you can also find Kelly on referralsforseniors.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA. Equal credit lender.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few
new facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, glad to welcome back in studio Dr. Dean Anderson. He's the owner of Front Range Medical Center. He is a chiropractor there. I've known Dr. Anderson for many years. He has helped me in some different medical type situations, and we are glad to have him here on the show today. So, Dr. Anderson, great to see you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
All right, peripheral neuropathy. That is one of the big things that you treat and that you take care of. And, you know, we've had a lot of patients come to you, and we see you a lot on Colorado and Company and all. So, let's just talk about, first of all, what is neuropathy?
So neuropathy means nerve damage. And, of course, we're treating peripheral neuropathy, which is damage to peripheral nerves. Most commonly, this is in lower extremities. So patients will notice this starting off in the ball of foot or their toes, and it can be some altered sensation. Numbness, tingling, as it progresses, patients can have burning tight pain, sharp shooting electrical pain. And over time, as the condition gets worse, it can work its way up the extremities. So it'll go, you know, from the ball, the foot, and the toes. It can work its way up towards the knees. Patients can also have it in their upper extremities where they get it in their fingertips, you know, and can work its way up as well.
Wow. So it just affects people in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it can. Yep.
Yeah. So now, you do what we would call an advanced treatment. So let's kind of talk about that.
Yeah. Well, what we do in our office is we do a treatment that's electrical. Nerves are electrical. And what makes this one of the more advanced forms of electromedicine is that it incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current.
Okay.
This technology also incorporates what we term a vasopneumatic device, which helps to increase blood flow. So what this advancement in treatment allows us to do is really address these nerve issues patients are dealing with. So the patients who are dealing with burning, sharpshooting electrical pains will oftentimes see a significant reduction in that. So they can start to sleep better at night. They can be on their feet for longer periods of time. Patients who deal with paresthesia or numbness, because that's a big symptom of neuropathy, mm-hmm. is patients who don't have pain but just lack of sensation. And those individuals will start to regain feeling. So as patients get rid of numbness and they start to have better feeling, their balance improves. They feel more confident driving because they can feel the gas and the brakes. So essentially what we're doing with this treatment is we're able to focus on the nerves, which are the real issue,
right,
and being able to improve function so patients can really get their lives back.
Okay. Now, one thing you're offering for our listeners here is a great deal for a consultation for $27. I mean, that's a great deal, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
So what does a client get for that?
So the purpose of a consultation in our office is to determine if patients are a good fit for our treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is, and it usually depends on the type of nerve damage they're dealing with, the severity of it, and really what's causing it. So this $27 consultation is a chance for patients to come in. I can sit down, do a consultation with them, review all their records and history. It also includes our neuropathy-specific exam. This is an exam where I spend about 30 minutes understanding the type of nerve damage they have, the progression or the severity of it,
mm-hmm.
and then being able to move forward to understand, okay, is this patient going to be a good fit for the treatment that we provide.
Right. All you have to do is give them a call, 303-586-7897, 303-586-7897. Mention you heard Dr. Anderson here on Haystack Help Radio and tell them you'd like that $27 consultation, and they will get you fixed up. Now, you probably have never said, oh, my goodness, you came in too early. I mean, you know.
Right.
But I want people to understand, if they're feeling what you're talking about, don't ignore it, because you're talking about nerves, and the sooner you can get to it,
yeah,
probably a better chance of getting them well faster, right?
Yeah, and if, you know, neuropathy, I think I mentioned earlier, it's progressive. So it is something that usually is just going to get worse over time. Now, the rate of progression is dependent on every patient and
sure,
what's causing it, but again, bottom line is it's progressive. And it's definitely, Scott, it's easier to treat somebody who is less progressed than somebody who's more progressed. And somebody who's less progressed is going to have better results than someone who's more progressed. So if patients are dealing with any of these types of symptoms, it's, number one, important to get a really accurate diagnosis. You know, and number two, you know, if treatment's available for them, it's important because they don't want it to be progressing any further than it should.
Sure. Give the office a call right now, 303-586-7897, and take advantage of this. You can also visit their website at denverneuropathy.com. Now, I'm sure there's probably a couple of favorite cases you think about when, you know, someone has come in and felt really bad, and, Boy, you got to see them after a few months of treatment do well.
Yeah.
Couple of stories for us.
Sure. And I don't know if this is one of my favorite, but it's one of our most recent, because last week I did a kind of an end care evaluation with a patient who we actually ended up cutting the treatment short a little bit because she was moving to the East Coast. And this individual, I can use her name. Her name is Kathy. And she, you know, had significant pain on her feet, which she rated on a pain scale of 8 out of 10. And it really affected her in that she loved to walk. And from the beginning of the year until now, she had gotten in a routine where she was walking on her treadmill an hour after work every day. And she was so proud of herself because it was the first time where she'd really been able to lose weight, which was always a big concern for her. But her neuropathy, as the year progressed, started to really increase. It got to a point back in April where she couldn't be on her treadmill anymore.
Right.
And so, bottom line, make the story short, is after 3 treatments, Kathy started to notice a significant reduction in her symptoms. By her 7th treatment, which really this is really early on in care, but by her 7th treatment, she was able to be on her feet for 12 hours a day and not have any significant increase in pain afterwards. So in other words, she could finish her 12-hour shifts, which she did. She was able to go home and not be in excruciating pain, able to manage it, able to sleep at night. And then by the end, when we were doing her final exam before we left, her pain levels were down to about a 2.
Wow.
So that was life-changing.
Everybody will take that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would take that any day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So left untreated, I mean, people are just going to ask for problems. You mentioned, you know, balance and everything. I mean, boy, you want to get into problems. I did a show with a gentleman the other day that does these safe bathing tubs, and he said that, you know, 70-something percent of people are in nursing homes due to a fall.
And I would say, I mean, that number, probably of all of my patients, I would bet 60-70% of my patients are fall risks, mm-hmm. just because of their neuropathy, you know, when they come in to see me. And just, you know, when you have nerve damage to these sensory nerves in our feet, we have a hard time knowing where our feet are in space. So patients really start to have significant issues with it. And you're talking about just kind of progression, I think, was your question. Yeah, usually with progression of it, it'll just get worse over time. And so it'll start to, you know, go up the extremities more. They'll start to have more numbness. And, you know, there can become a point where if it's too progressed, they're really not going to respond well to treatment. And
sure.
So that, you know, I never know that until I do an exam, but it is a possibility.
Right. Any other recent case you might want to tell us about?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I just finished up a final evaluation with a gentleman, Jim, who had gone through treatment with us. And his symptoms were, when patients come in, a lot of times they'll have pain. A lot of times they'll have pain and numbness, or a lot of times it'll be numbness. It's like these three categories. And Jim was kind of in this category where really all he had was numbness, but caused him to have significant balance issues. Didn't feel comfortable even around his house. He lived alone. And today he told me that he feels extremely comfortable around his house. He feels confident in what he's doing. He's still working. He works as a teacher. He's been at a school for about 33 years, and he's was excited to be able to go back to work. And he was worried at the beginning of the summer that when the summer was over, that he was not going to be able to function at work just because of all the numbness he had and balance issues. And he's really excited to get back to work.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, I was excited for him.
All right. Another one?
Yeah, sure. So another patient who just finished, Elvira was her name. She was a patient dealing with neuropathy because of an autoimmune issue. She had something called rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune inflammatory condition.
Sure.
And so with her, obviously, we do the treatment, which I've already mentioned, which is electronic signaling treatment to really work on the nerves and the pain that she was dealing with. We also did a lot of dietary stuff with her just because of the fact that that's one of the best ways to approach any type of an autoimmune issue is via diet and taking out inflammatory foods. But long story short, she was with treatment with us for 2.5 months, 3 months, ended up just today, and she had about 80% improvement. So she was able to go through her whole day without having an increase in pain. Her pain, when she started, her pain in the evening got up to an 8 or 9 on a pain scale. And she says she doesn't have pain most nights. She will at times if she's on her feet for long periods of time, but it'll only go up to a 2. And that's only in the evenings, where prior to she would have pain 24/7. It was constant. And then the evenings it would really increase to that 8 or 9 on pain scale. So and, you know, she did awesome.
Pain certainly changes the patient's life, but it also changes the whole family dynamic, man. You got a wife, kids, husband, whatever, and you can't get out and do some of the things. I mean, it just...
Well, you can't get out and do things, and it also, you know, it affects... I mean, I have so many of my patients, when they come in, just they'll talk about how it affects their mood, you know? I mean, they know that, and they know that it's sometimes hard for other people to be around them because they're short, you know? And when you're dealing with pain, yeah, it affects everybody, not just the individual, but, you know, family members that they're dealing with because they're missing out on activities or because maybe it's affecting their mood. So, yeah, it affects everyone.
Call the office right now. Don't wait. Dr. Anderson is kind enough to offer this $27 consultation for Haystack Help listeners. This would normally cost you $245. This consultation includes a review of your health history, a neuropathy-specific evaluation, and a review of your past records, all to determine if you're a good candidate for his treatment. You can also check him out at denverneuropathy.com, but call. Mention you heard him on Haystack Help, 303-586-7897, 303-586-7897. Now, just a closing here, a minute or two, what else really kind of makes your office, you feel like a special office?
Yeah, pretty simple. I mean, 100% of what we do is treat neuropathy. I mean, that is our sole focus. I've probably, over the years, treated 1,500 cases.
Wow.
You know, we have a lot of experience, and what we do is extremely comprehensive. And what I mean by that, Scott, is patients come in oftentimes because they hear about the treatment that we do and this advancement in treatment. They're looking for something different because, you know, they may not want to be on gabapentin or Lyrica or whatever it is. You know, they're concerned. They're wanting something different. But it's important not just that patients get this treatment that's so effective and we can get them out of pain or discomfort, or we can get them to regain feeling so they're having better balance and better mobility, but we also spend a lot of time in addressing those underlying issues that caused it. So as I've mentioned in the beginning, we want to understand why. What's caused their neuropathy? Is it blood sugar problems? Is it an autoimmune issue? Is it a side effect of medication? Is it liver issues? Is it kidney problems? We want to understand that, because as we go through treatment and we're treating the neuropathy, we're also going to be treating the underlying issues that have driven that neuropathy, because we want to make sure that when the treatment gets them better and they're not having those nerve symptoms, sure, that they don't come back. And really the only way that's going to happen is if you do both, right? If you address the neuropathy, but you also address that underlying cause that has created it.
All right.
So I think that's what really allows patients to get not only results, but long-lasting results.
Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in today, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thanks.
That's Dr. Dean Anderson, owner of Front Range Medical Center. Again, he's a chiropractor there, and we fully endorse him here at Haystack Help. And personally, like I say, he has helped us with a number of issues as well. So I hope you'll give him a call, 303-586-7897, 303-586-7897. And just mention you'd like to get that $27 consultation for the neuropathy. And check out their website, great website, denverneuropathy.com. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, we're glad to have David Cishan back with us. David is with the Householder Group. Check out their website, CishanFinancialServices.com, C-I-C-H-O-N, FinancialServices.com. And David is our exclusive retirement planning guy, our specialist, and the person that we certainly trust and endorse, and hope that you will give a chance to earn your business and your trust as well. He offers a free consultation for all our Haystack Help listeners. And again, you can give him a call at 720-482-1917. So glad to have David in the studio. So David, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to be back.
And Stephanie Cishan Bruno, the practice manager, is with us. Stephanie, good to see you.
You as well.
All right. So, Dave, we've talked about this before in past shows, but education is a big part of what you do. I mean, you love doing it, but you also feel like it's very vital to your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Education is the great equalizer. I've always said that. You know, I have a master's in education, but extended into the financial world, because few people I've seen along the way really, really understand what they have and what they can do with what they have. So it starts with understanding the five areas of financial planning so that they don't miss anything.
Right.
And the critical is being thorough on those five areas, not only so that they now understand those areas, but I understand who they are based on that information that I get from these folks. And these five areas of financial planning cover every conceivable option that we have.
Right. And Stephanie, we're going to be doing some classes coming up and coming days. So tell us a little bit about these classes.
Well, we're offering two sessions.
Okay.
And they are each 2 hours in length. We're offering them on Thursdays, September 26th and October 3rd, and that's a morning session, 9:30 to 11:30. And then we are offering a Tuesday course in the afternoon from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that's on October 1st and October 8th.
Okay.
And they are being held at Arapahoe Community College in Parker, at the Parker campus. And that address is 15653 Brookstone Drive. And again, you would choose either the morning session or the afternoon session. And to get more information or to register, you would call 303-797-5722, and that's direct to the school. The cost is $35 for the registration, and that's per unit. You get a free a workbook, and you can bring your spouse, significant other.
Okay. Good deal. All right, so make that call now. Seating is limited, and folks, these classes fill up quickly. 303-797-5722. 303-797-5722. And as Stephanie mentioned, $35, and that's not per head, so to speak. Hey, if you sign up and you want to bring your spouse, partner, or guest, you are welcome to do that. And as Stephanie mentioned, you get that take-home course book and optional one-on-one consultation. So make that call now. Once again, Arapahoe Community College, Parker Campus, 15653 Brookstone Drive. So, Stephanie, who do you see come to these? Do most of these people have some kind of plan already, and they're just wanting to kind of learn a little bit more, or some people coming there for the first time just realizing, hey, I don't have anything?
It's a mix of both. Yes, you have. It ranges from those that are relatively well-versed in financial planning and their assets and what they have, and then others who would like some real education and want to learn about strategies out there, want to learn about what they have and how it fits into how to make a good financial plan for them in the future.
Mm, great. So, David, let's talk a little bit about the courses there, and don't have time to go through all the different deals, but we can kind of hit on the main category and then kind of what you talk about there. So let's kind of go through your course outline.
Sure. We touch on six topics through the course of the 4 hours, and we do three in one session and three in the other. Retirement income concerns. There's a number of concerns that retirees have. The primary one is outliving their money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and
which we all want to live, but don't want to live broke.
Yeah. No, well, and that's the problem. We have so many concerns in living and retirement because our paycheck has stopped, and so how do we develop another paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
How do we develop the paychecks that we need to live on? And how do we develop the play checks that we can use for other things? And most people don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to accumulate assets, and there's a lot of advisors out there and brokers that can show people how to accumulate assets. But really, in my estimation, there are very few that know how to turn it into a distribution stream that's going to last a lifetime.
Right.
And that's critical in retirement. So we talk about that and spend quite a bit of time on retirement income concerns and how to solve the problems, because we got to make sure that our monies will last. And when I first got into this business, people would retire at 62 or 65, normally 65, and then if they made it to 72, that was pretty good. Now, married couple of 65, there's a more than a third chance that one of them is going to make it to at least 95. So we've got a plan for that. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to want $5,000 and live on $5,000 a month today, but in 10 years or 12 years, you might need $9,000 mm-hmm. or $8,000 because of inflation.
Sure.
And that's just maybe at 3%.
Right.
That's because our government says we're at 2%, somewhere around there. Do you believe them? Just go buy Wheaties. Go mm-hmm. buy other things in the store. Go buy gas and medical costs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that 7 or 8% is the inflationary factor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, again, we got to take that into consideration, because you got to be able to buy the same goods you buy today in 10, 15, 20 years. Maybe some of us 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hard for people to comprehend, but it's there. It's reality.
Sure.
Can't keep your head in the sand.
Right.
We have to discuss that and then find some solutions. And then we talk about the various types of retirement income sources. See, I'm a big believer in the concept of zero is your hero in taxes. We all have tax brackets. But the Internal Revenue Code consists of 90,000 pages thereabouts. So we want to make sure that our clients are doing the things that mitigate taxes, minimize those taxes so they keep more.
Mm-hmm.
Tax-free is a nice thing.
Sure.
Tax-free forever is better. So what are the tools we can use? We talk about income sources that allow us to do that and do that in an intelligent way and in a way that we're comfortable with, all right, because you have to be comfortable. Then we talk about investments, because people are always interested in investments. And I show people how to use exchange-traded funds or mutual funds or any different types of investments themselves. They don't need a broker or advisor necessarily, but they have to understand the concepts of capital market theory, modern portfolio technology. What Markowitz and Sharpe told us a long time ago that's worked, continues to work, so that they can invest their monies carefully and properly and protect them. Other things, of course, is healthcare. The cost of healthcare is astronomical and getting worse. We got 10,000 people a day turning 65 for the next 17 years here in the United States alone. What's it going to do to healthcare?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to do what it's been doing, jacking up healthcare prices.
Sure.
And these kinds of things we've got to protect ourselves against as best we can, and we've got to have enough money to cover these things. you know, for example, long-term care. Most of us won't need long-term care historically for long periods of time, but we might. And we certainly need them for some periods of time. In long-term care, there are very, very different types of programs that you can use to kind of complement. You don't have to fully secure the future cost of long-term care if you can't, but you might want a complement or a supplement. And that doesn't necessitate having an insurance policy.
Right.
We got enough insurance policies. There are other tools we could use to kind of buffer cost. No one can cover, or few people can cover, everything 100%,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then we look at estate planning because, again, you put these assets together. Where do we want this money to go and these assets to go if we're finished with them?
Right.
We can either let the state direct them or we can direct them ourselves and control them. So we go through those aspects as well. And of course, in Colorado, we talk about probate costs and trust costs and fees and what are better and what are worse or what's the advantage or disadvantages. And, of course, in Colorado, probate's pretty simple and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
It's not difficult. It just takes time.
Right.
You know. But look at all the different areas and aspects that estate planning incurs and encompasses, like financial powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, those kinds of things,
sure.
to give them the basic knowledge.
And the nice thing, or one of the nice things, that too, I mean, if people have, of course, their own estate planning attorney, they're welcome to use that.
Sure.
But they can come to you, and you got somebody that you work with, and so he kind of knows what's needed, and you can explain. And so that, to me, that's a great added value there.
Yeah, we have a great team of people around us that we can utilize. Even to the extent, for example, where we see a lot of problems creeping up here, and that's because of our state, and that's in property and casualty, homeowners and automobile insurance. I take an interest in that because I have seen so many clients get hosed by the insurance companies because, let's say, for example, they have a hailstorm. An adjuster comes out and says, oh, you're covered, Scott, no problem, works up his numbers and says, geez, but you don't have the minimum coverage here, Scott, as far as 80% covered for replacement. You only got 70. So instead of getting a check for 30 grand, let's say, for the roof, less your deductible of 1,000, you're going to get it for 21 less 1,000. You're not going to like it.
Sure.
We have seen so much of that happen. And that's because a lot of these companies are direct writers, and they depend on you and me
mm-hmm.
to give them the cost. Well, I'm not very good at that.
Right.
You know, I want a professional to look at it,
mm-hmm.
and we've saved so much money for clients. It's been really encouraging, mm-hmm. and that's not anything that we really participate in, except make sure it gets done the right way.
Right, and one thing, and we don't have time to get into this right now, but just understand this with estate planning. Estate plan is not having a will. Correct.
Correct.
I mean, a lot of different things.
There's a lot of other stuff that goes into that. You
okay.
know, and then again, making people aware of it. Puts the power in their hands.
Sure. Well, Stephanie, take a minute, and we'll close out with the class dates again.
Yeah, absolutely. The name of the course is Rejuvenate Your Retirement, and David's going to be teaching that at Arapahoe Community College in Parker. The address is 1563 Brookstone Drive, and it's right next to Chaparral High School, if people are familiar with that. And it's being offered on Thursday, September 26th, and Thursday, October 3rd, that's the morning session from 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m., or we have an afternoon session on Tuesday, October 1st, and Tuesday, October 8th, and that's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. The cost is $35, and that's per registration. You can attend on your own with a spouse, partner, or guest. It includes a take-home textbook, and an optional one-on-one consultation with David. The number to call would be 303-797-5722, and that's direct to Arapahoe Community College, and they can help you out with your registration from there.
All right, good deal.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thank you very much. And David, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Always great to have you guys in. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.